I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Right, everyone, today is the day. Remember lovely Sideman? Oh, Sideman, he just so far has failed every single quiz we've put him through. But today he's back. And we have high hopes. It's Random Friday, so this is his chance to shine. Come on, Sideman. Hello, it's Friday. I'm Makita Oliver, and we always end the week with a specialist subject. Our guest today is David Whiteley, aka Sideman, and we have 12 questions all about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, specifically for you. How excited are you that this is all about the Marvel?
Let's be clear. If I don't get at least 5 of these questions right, this will affect my mood for the day. All right, I'm just making it clear. Like, okay. I care.
Okay.
I care about this.
I said to my producer that you'd probably do a clean sweep, but let's not push it. No pressure. Let's just have a good time.
Yeah, because I feel like you guys are going to go for the most obscure things.
I don't know any of these, but I don't like Marvel or know Marvel.
You should have told me that. I wouldn't have even been on the show.
Oh, no. My mum's a huge fan, so there you go. Let's quiz.
By proxy.
By proxy. Question number one. By what name are the first 23 films of the Marvel Cinematic Universe name known as?
The Infinity Saga.
Yes! Oh! Woo! That felt good. Correct. The answer is the Infinity Saga. Question number two. What do the letters S-H-I-E-L-D, SHIELD, stand for?
Oh, gosh. Strategic Homeland Intervention.
I mean, you're right so far, which is incredible.
It's the E that's throwing me off.
Oh, my goodness.
Strategic Homeland Intervention. Let me just go to the L and the D. Logistic.
Yes.
And then this is where I'm confused. Is it division or department? I'm going to go with division.
Great. So you've got this. Strategic Homeland Intervention something logistics division.
Enforcement.
Correct!
Oh, gosh, bro. Listen, this is what I mean, because now my heart's in it. I'm having straight heart palpitations over this now.
No, I have a tear in my eye, okay? I'm so in this with you. Oh, God. Okay, question number three. Let's all just chill out. Question number three. Who played the very first villain of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Obadiah Stane?
I don't know the actor's name. I know exactly who we're talking about. I know the character, but I don't know the actor's name.
Can you describe him to me?
He's a very tall white man with a white beard.
Correct. The answer is Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, don't know him. Don't know his name.
Question number four. Which song by Marvin Gaye featured in the final scene of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Got to get your love. Is it that one?
No, but that's what's that?
No, wait. No. It's no. Because, he starts to dance to it.
Which song by Marvin Gaye featured in the final scene of Guardians of the Galaxy for you at home? I've never seen it.
I remember Chris Pratt started dancing.
If you've seen it, I'm sure this is driving you mad.
What was the song? I can't remember for the life of me.
The answer is Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ain't no mountain.
All right, let's do this. When Tony Stark first drafted Spider-Man in for an Avengers job in Spider-Man Homecoming, it was to say, I love this. Now you're like, yeah, sure. It was to settle an internal dispute in which European capital city?
It's a city. I'm not supposed to name the country. It's a city.
Unfortunately, it is the city we're looking for.
Oh, I don't even know. Luxembourg.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Berlin.
Didn't know.
Question number six. What was Dr. Bruce Banner exposed to for him to turn into the Hulk whenever he gets angry or anxious.
This feels insulting. Gamma radiation. That was literally like asking me if 1 + 1 = 2. That felt, you didn't even feel good to give that answer.
Okay, so now I'm feeling where you're really confident. I just want to do another week of these. We'll just come back every week and give you more Marvel questions. Question number 7. In what year was the first Avengers film released?
Ooh. Was it 2012?
Correct.
Yeah.
Question number 8. What is Black Widow's civilian name?
Natasha Romanoff.
Yes, correct. Correct. Yes.
No, the reason why I kind of stumbled on that one is because she has actually many aliases.
So how did you get Natasha right?
Because that's the one that they use in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is why I was very specific, because I'm actually deep in the Marvel comics as well. But I gave you guys Marvel Cinematic Universe to kind of make it a bit more enclosed, because the Marvel comics have been going on for over 70 years. So what you could pull from is crazy, but the Cinematic Universe is like smaller.
Okay, question number 9. In Captain Marvel, what 90s film script written by Kevin Smith can Stan Lee be seen reading on a bus, repeating the line, "Trust me, true believer"?
I remember the bus scene, but I remember him going past so fast on the bus. And I think that was like one of his last cameos as well.
Oh, whoa.
Before he passed, before Stan Lee passed, which actually deeply affected me. But
Yeah, no,
I can't remember what it was.
Okay, the correct answer is Mallrats. I only know because I mainlined that film in my youth. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any of the 5 members to join the Avengers squad in the second Avengers film, Age of Ultron?
Any of the 5 members to join?
To join the Avengers squad in the second Avengers film, Age of Ultron, yes.
What's her name again? Scarlet Witch.
Correct. We could have also had Quicksilver.
Yeah, that's her brother who died.
Vision.
Spoiler alert. Oh yeah, Vision. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
War Machine and Falcon. Can he come to the party?
Yeah, I guess so.
Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any 2 of the 7 Oscar categories where Black Panther received nominations?
Would it be, I know, Best Soundtrack?
We will give you Soundtrack because the film was nominated for Best Original Song for All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and Best Original Score, which it won. So we'll give you that, Sideman.
Okay, Best Soundtrack and Best Visual Effects.
Unfortunately not. We're looking for Best Picture. First ever superhero film to get a nomination. Best Original Song, Best Original Score, Best Costume Design, Best Production Design, Best Sound Editing and Best Sound Mixing.
Rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
Absolutely. Okay, question number 12. For 3 points, outside of the Avengers films, can you name any 3 of the top 5 highest grossing Marvel Cinematic Universe films?
Outside of the Avengers films?
Yeah, outside of the Avengers film, 3 of the top 5 highest grossing Marvel Cinematic Universe films, which you've told us, you know.
That would be Black Panther.
Correct, number 1, 1.3 billion, 2018.
I'm assuming Civil War would be one as well, because that's not technically considered an Avengers film.
Correct, number 3, Captain America Civil War, 2016, 1.15 billion. No, 1.15? 1.15.
Oh, now this is where it gets tricky. Iron Man 3.
Correct. Well done for saying Iron Man 3 and not Iron Man 1 or 2. How did you know that?
No. Oh yeah, no, I know the difference.
No, but how did you know that?
I know the difference.
Iron Man 3.
Oh yeah, I check which ones are the highest grossing. Like I keep up to date with how successful the films are.
Wow, that is so cool. I would have just said Iron Man. Correct, Black Panther.
That's just the word you used.
No. I do mean, I like that you knew the specifics, the fact that it was the third one that would have got to those levels and not number 1 or 2. I like that.
Yeah.
So you did great. Number 1, Black Panther. Number 2, Iron Man. Number 3, Captain America. And then number 4, Spider-Man, Far From Home. And number 5, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel made that much in the top 5.
Yeah, so top 5. And then 6 is Spider-Man Homecoming. 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Number 8 is Thor. Number 9, Guardians of the Galaxy. And Captain America is number 10.
Which Thor? Ragnarok?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah.
Ragnarok. You're there.
Thor's my favourite Marvel character.
Wow. Wow. You scored 10 points.
Hey, I finally feel worthy.
Come on. Is that going to change your mood?
Yeah, 100%. I'm ecstatic.
We'll talk through Simon Mann's wonderful points after this short break.
Hello, I'm Geraint Thomas.
And I'm Tom Fordyce.
And this is your official invite to come and join our brand new cycling club.
Now, good news, it's a podcast too. So you can come and listen to us, try and build this club from scratch. And we'll have a few familiar faces joining us for the ride too. Right, G, time to tell everyone what we've called this club.
Well, we thought long and hard about this, so we came up with a strong, original name that really stands out. The Geraint Thomas Cycling Club.
Yeah, I suppose it's easy to remember at least, isn't it? We will have new episodes for you every single Tuesday.
Come and join us.
Let's talk more about Thor, your favourite character in the Marvel Universe.
My favourite thing about Thor is the fact that he has a hammer that nobody else can pick up, and it's purely because they're not good enough a person. So Thor's hammer is enchanted that the only people that can pick his hammer up are those that are deemed worthy. And this worthiness is based upon your moral composition. So literally the only other Avenger that can pick it up is Captain America because he's such a good guy. The rest of them can't pick it up. So you know like how people like to go on like they're better than people, but you can't really tell. You don't know what people do behind closed doors. You don't know what people are really up to. You don't know what's in people's heart. Thor's hammer, and every time he carries it around, is a little representation of how much better a person he is than you. And I just think that's cool. Plus, I think it's cool to control lightning, thunder and the storm.
I love that answer. If only we had a moral compass hammer that we could give to everyone that we thought was a bit dodgy. And they wouldn't be able to pick it up. You'd be like, aha.
Just give it to all the politicians and see what happens.
Yes, exactly. Let's send the Thor hammer into Parliament. What a lovely, peppy way to end this Marvel Universe quiz. Simon, thank you so much. You're right. You know what you know.
Thank you for having me so much.
That was worth it. That was worth the wait. Oh, it's good to see him shine. If you want more Sideman in your life, and why wouldn't you after that performance, go and download The Mentor. That's his podcast with Rick Lewis. It's hugely inspiring and full of Sideman. Just search for The Mentor in your podcast app.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.